Colleen O'Connor sits down for a chat with a Scottish artist who's lived in Prague since 1994.
My guest for 101 this week is Scottish artist Stuart Kenneth Moore, who's been living in the Czech Republic since 1994. In that time, he has built up a reputation as one of the city's most competent artists and draftsmen, who is particularly well respected for the portraits he has done of many members of the city's business community. Besides painting, Stuart also has a keen interest in graphic design, and his illustrations have been used by a number of publications, including Esquire and Elle magazine. When I met Stuart at a Prague cafe recently, I started by asking him what first brought him to the Czech capital 13 years ago.
When I was in Glasgow, there was a few different things that I became aware of. One was the work of Alfons Mucha. I was very interested in his work. And Jan Svankmajer, also at the same time, I was very interested in alchemy and how alchemy had, you know, how alchemy led into chemistry. It's an interesting fact that a lot of the insanity of alchemy, sort of the myth of alchemy, actually fostered some of the great developments in chemistry. So so I was interested in why that happened here and various things. My girlfriend at the time, so my wife, came out here to work briefly, and I came out to visit her and just fell in love with the city.
13 years later, you're still here. Are you still in love with the city to such an extent that you stay here?
Still in love with the city very much, actually. I don't think you're tired of a place like Prague, really. There's so much. Certainly my initial interests are what brought me here. I'm well satisfied with that. I don't ever even think about these things now, but I still find the vibe of the city, which is really the thing that kept me here, is still something I like very much.
Was it easy to establish yourself working as an artist here, or did it take a long time?
I don't think it would be very easy to really establish yourself as a fine artist here if you're from the outside, because of the way that most galleries here are geared towards local artists, it seems to me anyway, and that's fair enough. Most countries are like that, most cities are like that. But what I did find good for me was there's a sense of isolation as a visitor that I got here that I couldn't get anywhere else, and so that allowed me to focus on what I want to do, painting, and an awful lot of illustration work too, because my principal goal is to make a living as an artist, and I don't want to do anything else. So I will do illustration and I do various other things, but when I have a chance, I work on paintings for me, and if people like them, they can have them, you know, they buy them or whatever.
Okay, and what about the Czech milieu, so to speak? Is it more or less conducive to encouraging art than other places, like such as Britain or America, or is there any difference at all?
I get the feeling that if I were back home in Scotland, or if I were down in London or something, it would be a bit more of a sort of feeding frenzy, you know, for grants and for various things. One thing about coming here was that there was no way that I could apply for a grant for anything. So, I mean, I had to just find a way to stand on my own 2 feet.
You mentioned there Alfons Mucha and Jan Švankmajer. Are there Czech artists or cultural figures who have inspired or informed your work in any way?
If I were to pick someone, then I'd say T.F. Šimon. I really, really like his work. And I think he's someone who is kind of ignored in a way, and it's a shame because he's a brilliant artist of the period.
What is it about like Šimon that appeals to you?
His skill as a draftsman and his use of colour. It's a delightful thing to look at. I just like the freshness with which he looked at these things. I think in America particularly, because when he was in Paris, there's a lot of people who were skilled like that who were painting Paris, and so you have a fair idea of what Paris looked like, and it's a shame because with guys like that, you see his work late on and you say, you know, I've seen stuff like that before. But when you see him doing America, you know, going to New York and drawing the skyscrapers and stuff, that's fascinating. I don't want to just suggest that that's the only kind of artist I'm interested in. It's just one type of art that I'm interested in.
Okay, and that's something else I was going to touch on. I know you do quite a bit of bespoke art, so to speak, in terms of, like, you know, you've done portraits for members of, you know, wealthy members of Prague's business community. And do you enjoy that sort of work, or is it problematic for you in terms of, like, you know, artistic freedom, or do you see having to do specially commissioned work as a necessary evil, or is there a way that you can express yourself artistically within that framework?
Most people aren't very demanding in that, you know, that when they see your work and they like it, then they say, you know, and invite you or ask you to do something for them, then usually they do that because they like what you're already doing, you know. So, for instance, one, like I said earlier, I've got these various things I'm interested in, and one of them is portraiture. I really like the idea of being able to paint a portrait in a way that comes alive. And there's various things you can concentrate on to make that happen. And every so often someone asks me to do a portrait, and it's fine, and I do it.
When you have to do commissioned work, you know, I know some people who hate it and see it as like a necessary evil that they have to, you know, make a bit of money so they can finance their other stuff. But some, I know one or two people who also actually enjoy it in a way because they like the fact that they say it kind of like it imposes a sort of a discipline on them, and also they also like the fact that they can they have to try and express themselves within confinements, which makes the end product actually better.
A commissioned work can be frowned upon by people in the fine art business or world, or you want to call it. And but all the great art that we know, all the stuff that started this fine art kick that we're still on, the stuff that started it was all commissioned work. The Vatican, and prior to that, prior to the Vatican, you know, it's always about representing the local gods, or, you know, making the local officials look fantastic. And that's how that happened. And you know, a funny thing about old sculptures in Greece was these Greek sculptures, we've come to know them as these white marble faces that have no real eyes or irises or anything. They're just these white things. And this has become like the example of a great work of art. But recently they've studied these surfaces, and they found that they were painted. And they were painted in flesh tones, and the eyes were painted in, and they must have been quite gaudy, really, to look at. They would have been quite, I don't know, they might have been painted beautifully, might have been very realistic, but can you imagine that? Thinking about those old statues in Athens and stuff, and seeing them as fully nude figures in full colour, it would have been a whole different thing. But we've come to build our fine art on the idea that they were these very clinical white sculptures, you know? And I don't know where I'm going with that answer, but
no, that's kind of interesting. All the same, besides your fine art, you know, your excursions into fine art and your work as a graphic artist, you're also quite well known in the city as a cartoonist, and you were the cartoonist for the Prague Post for a number of years. I presume it also posed different challenges for you.
It was fun while I did it, and there's things I did there right, and there's things I did wrong, you know. But the thing with the challenge of a cartoon is that you don't have the 4 months to spend making it perfect. I would do things on a daily basis. I had to get it done. And often I'd be doing it right up to the last minute on deadline. And then you'd look at it, or I'd look at it a few weeks later and say, why did I do that? Or I'd do other things and I'd not know why I'd done them, but be really happy I had done them. So the cartoon is really challenging, to do a good cartoon.
You've now been in Prague for 13 years. Do you think you're thoroughly ensconced here, or do you think you might move back eventually, and if so, what would be the reasons for leaving?
I love being here, and I'm close enough to everything that I need, you know, all the major cities. If I had to go anywhere, I can be there reasonably quickly, get in the car and drive to Berlin or whatever, you know. So I don't really have a need to leave. The only thing that would chase me out of Prague is the drivers. It's the only gripe I have with the city, is the way people drive. They're very dangerous drivers, and it's a shame because they drive in a way that they don't seem to behave. They drive in a way that's aggressive that they don't actually have when you meet them, and when you pass people in the street, they're not aggressive. But if you step, God forbid, you step on the road, you know, you're liable to get killed. And I just wish people here would learn to drive better. If they did, it would be wonderful, really wonderful, if you could feel safe with the roads.